And next verse, he will have more adjectives for us. But right now, he only calls us Muda. So he's being a little gentle with us. But next week, we'll get more adjectives from Bhagwan. So verse number 11. Avajananti maam mudaha.
Avajananti maam mudaha.
Manushim tanu ashritam.
Manushim tanu ashritam.
Param bhavam ajanantaha.
Param bhavam ajanantaha.
Mama bhuta maheshwaram. So he says, avajananti. Avajananti means do not know me correctly. Mam. Avajananti mam who mudaha. These deluded fools, these foolish people who either don't know me or don't recognize that God is doing everything, do not recognize my supreme nature. Avajananti mam mudaha. Manushim tanum ashritam. They think that I am this human being, Manushi. And in this human body I have come and I am like any other human being. That's why the people even think Ramchandraji was just an ordinary human being. He was a king. What did he do? And or another thing people say, these are all stories. There was never anybody called Krishna. There was nobody called Rama. Some poet somewhere, Valmiki, sat down and wrote Ramayana out of his own head. And Vyasji wrote Mahabharata, and in which he put a character called Krishna. So people don't even believe that there was such character. So he says, those who think that I am just an ordinary human being, Manushim Tanum Ashritam, are Mudaha, are foolish, deluded beings. Why? Param Bhavam. Ajanantaha. Parambhavam means my supreme state. Ajanantaha. They do not know. Janantaha means no. Ajanantaha means they do not know. And who am I? What is my supreme state? Mama state is what? Bhuta Maheshwaram. I am the supreme lord of all beings. So what he's trying to say is that what I am saying is coming from a higher level of understanding. That's why they say there is Vyavaharik Satta and Paramarthik Satta. Vyavaharik Satta means what we see in this world is Vyavaharik. Paramarthik is a higher level, just as in my dream, I am dreaming, but then when I wake up, then everything in my dream becomes an illusion. So similarly, for realized masters, they work in that higher realm, and for them, this world is like a dream. So he says, people who think me to be an ordinary human being are mudaha, because I am the supreme consciousness, Brahman, who at this moment has taken a human birth, no question. Bhagavan Sri Krishna had taken the form of a human and was working with his hands and legs like the rest of us. But there are moments when he shows his supreme nature, like in the 11th chapter, which we will come to. He will show Arjuna the whole universe in his body. When he was a little baby, when his mother asked him to open his mouth, Sitatune mitti khai, did you eat any mud? He said, no, I didn't eat any mud. And he opened his mouth and she saw the whole universe in his mouth, entire all the heavens. And then quickly he made her forget it because he didn't want her to start worshipping him. He said, I want a mother's love. I came to experience mother's love. A lot of people in the world worship me. So he made her forget that. So that is the point that... So he says that people who think of me as a ordinary human being are mudaha. So Sri Krishna, as we said, was the supreme consciousness who at this moment was playing the part of a son of Devaki and Vasudev, and then king of Mathura, friend of Arjuna, charioteer, all the roles he carried out. So Gurudev tells us that idol worship, you start with one form, and that is okay. This particular form of God I love, and that is good. But do not limit God to that form, because then it makes you fanatic. You say, God is, I love this form, but all forms are God's. And ultimately, not only all forms, whether it's Shiva or Krishna or Buddha or Jesus, but even all beings are God, all humans, all birds, all plants, all fish. So the idol represents the ideal. You worship the idol, but remember, in that idol, you are worshiping the totality, the total consciousness. So idol worship the ideal. Just as when I see the national flag, and they say everybody should stand up and put your hand, and when the national anthem is going on, everybody stands up. And now the flag is just a piece of cloth, you know, which has some figures on it. They say, why are you worshipping? No, I'm not worshipping the flag. I am standing because the flag represents my country, represents the great nation of India or the great nation of United States. So the flag represents the country, and that's why I stand for the flag, not because the flag, yes, it is a piece of cloth. So similarly, the idol may be made of wood or metal or stone, but they are all represent the supreme consciousness. And there are many faiths that worship the guru, you know, where they say God is in the guru. They say only see the guru as God, and ultimately surrender to the guru and following his teachings, he will directly take me beyond this cycle of birth and death. So they don't believe in any form of God. They say my guru is God. And when the guru passes away, he appoints a next guru, and then that person becomes God. So if you have that kind of faith, whether it's guru, whether it's an idol, it all takes you that the highest consciousness is functioning in that. So even though the variety is there, that's what this beautiful universe, there's a variety of fish, variety of flowers, variety of animals, variety of humans, no two fingerprints match. They say no leaves resemble the other, no snowflakes resemble the other. I remember I had gone to that place in Australia where the coral reefs are, and you go under, you know, you can put on that and go a little bit underneath, and you see thousands and thousands and thousands of fish, every color you can think of, purple, blue, green, yellow, pink, red, white, black, every color, and so many fish and such a variety. And you're amazed, you know, but there is one unifying principle who is making every fish swim, making every bird fly. How does this little bird fly so fast? It's an amazement. It's a wonder. How does he get the energy to fly? So seeing that universal principle, not only in the universe, that there is a higher factor which is running the universe, but in me also, there is a higher factor which is running my body, mind, and intellect. That's why when they ask Krishna, do you have a higher or a lower? And in the seventh chapter, he said, my lower nature is this Prakriti, this eightfold Prakriti, which even Raman Maharishi says, Ashtamurti Brit Deva Pujanam. He says, how do you worship God? By serving all the beings who are in this eight form, air, space, fire, water, earth, mind, intellect, and ego. So all of us are made of those eight elements, Ashtamurti Brit. And serving the world as God is worship of God. If you want, you can go worship in the temple. Or if you can serve somebody as a manifestation of God, it is the same thing. You know, and depending on your Shraddha, if you are an emotional person, you want to go do puja, that's wonderful. If you want to go out and work, that's wonderful. If you want to pick up a book and read, that's wonderful. In my opinion, you should do all three. You know, serve the world, love God, and do some prayer, and also study. Because this knowledge is so subtle that just one path alone is not enough. You say, oh, I'm going to sit and study. I don't need bhakti, and all bhakti is for ignorant people. No, bhakti is very hard. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, which Padmajaji is doing, some of you are listening to that, it's so difficult, you know, to practice that bhakti. So whatever path you choose, the goal should be that. And so from the lower, you should go to the higher. So see the body, mind, and intellect, but say, that is not me. I am this consciousness. In my presence, this body, mind, and intellect is functioning, and that is what we practice in meditation, where you detach. And they say, do not insult yourself. I was listening to a commentary. He says, like, suppose you are asked to welcome a speaker, and the speaker is multiple PhD, he's a Nobel Prize winner, and he has written chapters in books, and he's going to be the chief guest, and you are introducing him, and you speak two lines. The next speaker is very well read, very well known, and hear the mic to him. And then you are insulting him because he has accomplished so much. When you're introducing him, you have to give him the due credit. So similarly, do not insult God as just saying that he's in this form, and do not insult yourself, because each one of us have the divinity within us. Each one of us has God's presence. So do not just think, I am this body, I am this mind and intellect, this is all I can do. If that had happened, all these Mahatmas, how much they accomplished. Buddha, you know, he taught a few people, and there are billions of Buddhists. Jesus Christ had 10 disciples, and look how many billion Christians there are. Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda, you know, in his life, how much he did. And since he left his body, it has, you know, the Chinmaya mission has tripled. There are 300 centers throughout the world. So if these individuals, the reason they could accomplish so much, because they had the divine energy in them. And they said, God is working through me. I am not doing it. And then God supports. That's what he says. I help such people. I work with them. And that is the understanding that I am immortal. I am not limited, because the body may perish, the mind and intellect may go to higher world, but I as the consciousness live forever. So when they say that when you pray to Lord Shiva, he gives you immortality, you know, he says he gives you immortality. Bandhanan Mrityor Mokshiya Mamritat, you know, in that when we chant that Lord Shiva's mantra, Mrityunjay mantra. So what it means by giving immortality does not mean to keep living in this body. That becomes torture. You know, once you get 80, 90, 100, then when a body has all this deterioration, it falls apart. Immortality means understanding that my real nature is immortal and I am that. So identifying and living in that a constant awareness that I am that divinity. And then let the body do what it does. And when the body times to go, it go. You take care of the body, you nourish it, just as you take care of your car. When your car breaks, you get a new car. So when it's time to drop this body, I get a new body. And ultimately, I become one with that. And that is the final state. And that is the state of the enlightened master, who in this life itself knows that he or she are one with that reality, and that God and me are not separate. So when they say Aham Brahmasmi, it does not mean I am God. What it means is God alone is everything, and me and I am not separate from God. And that's why the Guru will say, Tattvam Asi, you are that consciousness. Don't think that this consciousness is somewhere sitting in heaven or sitting in the temple or the church or the mosque, but the consciousness is in you, functioning through you. So that is the message of these three shlokas, that I am the one, in my presence this universe is created. So he is trying to explain verse number 4 and 5, where he said, they are in me, I am not in them. So he is explaining how creation happens and how this world functions. And the choice is ours. Do we become one with Krishna, or do we become one with the world? World, you continue to work. Guruji says it very beautifully. I might have said it even before. Inside, you know, I am that consciousness. And while I am working, I am a servant of God. Whatever I am doing, I am his servant. And with that attitude, you do all the activities. You don't stop working. But inside, you identify with that consciousness. So thank you very much. These are beautiful verses. Next week, Bhagwan will tell us the difference between the wise people and the unwise. Those who have wisdom, how they work in the world, and those who are the ignorant. And the rest of the chapter is very, very, very practical, very simple, where he will give us different exercises, different methods how we can evolve spiritually. It's a very, very practical chapter. It's not something esoteric that I don't know whether I can do it or not. Very practical steps. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D. Very clearly Bhagwan has explained them in the 9th chapter. So who is God and what is his relationship and how we can grow, that is all explained in the next few weeks. So if there are any questions or any comments. Carrie always has questions.
Well, I probably shouldn't even say this, but you know, when you were talking about a bhakta who worships God, sees God in all, and so if you hurt another person, you're hurting God. Well, it's interesting because this last week, our President Trump said something almost identical, word for word, to that. You know, they were burning Bibles, you know, right. Christian Bibles up in Oregon and whatnot. And he was highly criticized for saying that.
Yeah, again, I think that's a difference of opinion. You know, in politics, a lot of things happen, or in anger, a lot of people do things. It's hard for us to judge, but you're right. We should respect all religious institutions, including Bible and Quran and Bhagavad Gita and churches and temples. Yes, they all should be worshipped and not desecrated. I agree with you.
Well, he was criticized for saying that we could hurt God.
Yeah, well, we cannot hurt God. Obviously, no. We can't, because God is way above all this. So that's what they say. He has that. He's above all this. But it's just, you know, we may be hurting each other's feelings, but you can't hurt God just by, even if you burn a church or if you destroy the Bible or a temple or whatever, because God is above and beyond all this. God cannot be affected. Just as the waves rise and fall, the ocean is not affected. So similarly, whatever happens in this universe, God is an observer. He watches it, but then he gives us the results of our karmas. So whatever actions we do, good or bad, we get good or bad results depending on the motive, what my motive is. So, and God is within us and seeing the motive. So even though your action outwardly may be pure or impure, but it's the motive that's important. So ultimately, all actions lead in results. Thank you very much. We'll do the Hanuman Chalisa. That will just pray for everything good may happen in this adverse situation. So Sneha and Govindji will be doing that. Thank you.
Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nija Mana Mukura Sura Varana Uradu Vara Vimala Jasu Chodayaka Falajar Buddhi Ena Tanu Janike Sumira Pavana Kumar Balabuddhi Vidya Devo Mohi Karahu Kaleshika Jai Hanuman Gyan Guna Sagar Jai Kapi Shati Muno Kau Jagar Rama Duta Tulita Bala Nama Anjani Putra Pavana Sutta Nama Mahavira Vikrama Bajaranki Kumati Nivari Sumati Kesangi Kanchana Barana Sukhriyancha Subesha Kanana Kundala Kunchika Kesa Hatha Varcha Dvaja Viraje Kande Munja Janehu Saje Sankara Suvana Kesari Nandana Teja Pratapa Mahajagavanta Vidyavana Duniyati Chatura Rama Taja Karibeko Yatura Prabhu Charitra Suni Beko Rasiya Rama Lakhana Sita Mana Vasiya Shukshma Rupa Dari Siya Hidikava Vikata Rupa Dari Lanka Javava Bhima Rupa Dari Asura Samari Rama Chandra Kekaja Samari Lai Sajiva Nalakana Jiyaye Shri Raghubira Harashi Ulelaye
रघुपति की नी बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ससमाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कहि श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीश नारद सारद सहित अहिश यम कुबेर दिक्पाल जहाते कभी को विद कहि सके कहाते तुम उपकार सुग्रीव हि कीना राम मिला राज पढ़ दीना तुमरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना युग सहस्त्र जो जन परवान लील्यो ताहि मधुर फल जान प्रभु मुद्रिका मेरी मुख माही जल्दि लागि गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे ते राम दुआरे तुम रखवारे होत न आज्ञा बिनु कैसा सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी शरणा तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हाकते कापे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे नासे रोग हरे सब पीड़ा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीर संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोड़ावे सब पर नाम तपस्वी राजा जिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारो युग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे कष्ट सिद्धि नव निधि के दाता असबर दीन जानकी माता राम रसायन तुमरे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा तुमरे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंतकाल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्तन धरे हनुमत से सब सुख करे संकट कटे मिटे सब पीड़ा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बल जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो गुरुदेव की नागी जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होय जो ये पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होए सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा कीजे नाथ हृदय महादेरा कीजे नाथ हृदय महादेरा पवन तनय संकट हरण मंगल मूरति रूप राम लखन सीता सहित हृदय बसहु सुरभूप सियावर राम चंद्र की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय उमापति महादेव की जय बोलो हरि सब संतन की जय हरिओम थैंक यू इफ यू कैन म्यूट विल डू द क्लोजिंग प्रेयर काये न वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ असतो मा सद्गमय तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय मृत्योर्मा अमृतं गमय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् Thank you very much.